Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, a Thursday afternoon. TR on Facebook reminds me that my old pal Peter Schweitzer revealed in his book Secret Empire that tons of our elites and elitists and politicians got filthy rich selling out the United States to China. If memory serves, wasn't one of the folks who was involved in all of that named Biden? Yeah, it was. Well, anyway, so that's just something else. If you didn't hear the general with us, I thought it was a very, very interesting discussion. This particular general who specializes in U.S.-China affairs. We'll have that up if you want to take a look at it online, newsradio.wrva.com. So every once in a while, I think we've got to take a break. We've got to take a breath and get away from all of the death and destruction, all of the end of the world stuff, all of the political stuff, all of the things that could possibly go wrong, and maybe focus on one or two things that have gone right. Well, Richmond has some amazing, absolutely amazing historic buildings, wonderful events, and there's some stuff coming up that, well, it's near and dear to me. Michael Joyner is joining us, and he's going to tell us a little bit about it. Brother Joyner, thank you for being here.
Well, it's an honor to be with you today, Brother Katz. How are you today?
I am doing well. Can you give everybody some background on who you are and perhaps more importantly, what it is that you want them to know about?
Well, I am the past worshipful master of Richmond Randolph Lodge 19, and those of us at Richmond Randolph 19 have the honor of being in the oldest Masonic building in the Americas. And it was built in Richmond in 1785, and as you know, we Masons have a few secrets, so we allow the public to come and see us once in a while, and that, one of those will be this weekend, Sunday, August 25th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. for open tours.
Really? Okay, now this is interesting, because as you say, those of us who are Masons are sometimes accused of having one or two secrets. And of course, the reality is we have three secrets, but we don't want to tell anybody that because it's a big secret. But what are folks going to see when they come to take a look at the lodge?
Well, this, for a lot of people, will probably be their first opportunity to see an actual lodge room where we have, what we call our stated communications. This is a building. It's been an active building now for over 230 years where people can come in. They can make application to be initiated into our fraternity. It's also where it's been a major meeting place. You know, it's funny. It seems like a modest building now. Mm-hmm. But when it was completed in 1787, it was actually one of the largest meeting places in the whole city of Richmond, which at that point was, focused on the Churchill area.
Right.
So, but like I said, we have actually been having our meetings there for over 230 years. So you'll be able to come in and see the dining room. We'll give you the history of some of the famous people who've been in there and actually see a lot of a large, functioning large room, which I think is one of the prettiest in America.
Well, so give us a little clue. Obviously, going back to 1777, did you say?
1785 is when our building was started.
1785, I'm sorry. So going back to 1785, as you say, there have been one or two notable folks to pass through that building.
Oh, more than a handful. You know, if you're Masons, we always talk about the princes and potentates. Well, we certainly had both of those. So one of the ones that we're proud of, we're named after Edmund Randolph. And Edmund Randolph served many things. He was started out, and he was the nephew of Peyton Randolph, who was the original president of the Continental Congress. He was part of George Washington's officer staff because George Washington knew that he could trust another Mason. So all of Washington's officer staff in the Revolution were all Masons, and included mm-hmm. people like President Monroe, then the General Lafayette, General Mercer, and even Benedict Arnold at one time. And Randolph was one of those. Randolph went on to become the governor of Virginia. the first Attorney General of the United States by honor being Washington's lawyer, and he was Grand Master of Masons, and he initiated this building.
Wow. Oh, this is so cool. I love this. Can you give me a state of what the fraternity is in these days? You know, when I was younger, I can remember my dad, both of my grandfathers were Masons. And my father, despite the fact he wasn't supposed to, was forever telling me, Jeff, you should join. You need to join. It's a wonderful group. And we're doing this and we're doing that. And you meet some wonderful, wonderful folks. And it wasn't until after he died that it became incredibly important to me to join. So I never had the chance to sit in lodge with him. But I am curious to know, are we growing? Are we maintaining our membership ranks? Or are we slowly fading away?
You know, it depends on who you talk to. But I would say the thing that I'm most proud about, number 19, is that we're really growing. We're finding that we're have been a great place for younger men. And all of our newer members are probably in their 20s and 30s down there. So it's great. So we meet on a Saturday morning, which has been conducive, you know, for younger people that, you know, need a break from in the week. And so we have breakfast at 8 a.m. And then we have our child meeting at 9 a.m. on second Saturdays. I hope you come sometime. You'd enjoy it.
Yes.
Best breakfast in Richmond. And so we really are growing in our younger members, because not only, you know, we focused on really, as you know, I think we're very proud of the way that we practice our Masonic rituals, and also because we help them with that spiritual journey that Masonry presents to the young man who's often looking for something like that in his life. It's, you know, in a non-traditional method. And it's, you know, Masons are open to everyone of any faith.
Right.
So all denominations of Christianity, Catholics, Protestants, Jewish members, Buddhist members, that Richmond even has many Muslim members now.
Yes. Yeah, I've got one of my Facebook friends, Brother Mohammed, is a member. He just had, I'm trying to think, I don't remember which seat he's in, but he is he's helping to grow his lodge. And it really is a wonderful fraternity, and you can visit lodges all over the world. We are everywhere, aren't we?
Oh, we sure are. I've been from Cambridge, Massachusetts, all the way down to Key West, Florida. I was even in Winchester giving a talk last week, and it's an absolutely beautiful lodge out there.
Yeah. So, Michael, do me a favor one more time. Give everybody the details if they'd like to come down and see the open house.
Well, it's this Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we're at Masons Hall. We're right there on Franklin, and I think it's 18th. We're right behind the Mexican restaurant there.
Okay.
Now, street parking is pretty easy on Sundays. And you come in, and we'll show you around the place and give you a full tour. And that's this month. And then next month, and maybe you'll have me back for this, we're actually going to do a recreation of one of the historical events in the building, which was Edgar Allan Poe's mother, who was one of the top actresses of her day. She was the Katharine Hepburn of her day, performed in our dining room in 1811. And that was one of her farewell performances.
Really?
And we're going to recreate that in conjunction with the Poe Museum next month.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not only are you coming back to talk about that, I want to make sure I've got tickets or I'm on the list to go to it.
Well, we definitely hope to have you there.
All right. Well, I love it. Michael Joyner, thank you so much, my friend, my brother, Michael Joyner from Masons Hall. What an interesting thing. If you've never been inside a Masonic lodge to begin with, okay. You know, it's interesting. I find it fascinating. But to be inside the oldest Masonic lodge in America, right in Richmond. I love that. Gosh, what a great idea. Please take advantage of it. Again, it's this Sunday starting at 11. We'll get all the details up at newsradiowrva.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.